You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, I have already ticket open. Or you just got a ticket open, or I already requested service, and our Christmas is like eight in the morning. They told me it
Okay.
should be all right, and they're like, go ahead.
So you're calling for an update on your provider status?
Yeah, I want to tell what's gonna happen because I need to take the car to the mechanic shop,
Okay,
and it's already. Go ahead. Sorry.
may I have the phone number associated with the account?
626-216-9847.
98 47 or 27?
47.
Okay. And may you state your first and last name for me?
Luis? Solis?
All right. So, it does look like we are still in the process of locating someone for you. Allow me a few moments to look into this ticket, please.
Because
and just allow me a few moments. I've just reached out to my supervisor to see what's going on with the ticket. So just allow me a few moments to see what's going on, okay?
please.
Hello? Hello? Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So thank you so much for patiently holding. I was able to reach out to my supervisor. I have been advised that we are still in the process of locating the provider for you. You should be here.
Well, you haven't
someone.
Got it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's so much time. I'm kind of upset with you guys because since yesterday, I mean, it's not unbelievable because I need to take the car to the mechanic shop. It's almost half a day running out of day. The car's supposed to be already over there by 8 o'clock at the mechanic shop. Are you telling the guys you guys cannot find a provider?
So, no, it looks like they're still
in the process of
locating someone.
But you guys cannot find a provider. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, to be honest.
Well,
I'm really upset. And you know what? The thing I cannot afford to pay out of my pocket on our tow truck. Otherwise, I will hire a tow truck on my own. I need to. The money I'm gonna spend, and for the tow, I need to pay the mechanic to get it fixed for the car.
And has anyone spoken to you about like an extended ETA that was available?
The what?
Did anybody speak with you about like a 3-hour ETA or anything? Because it looks like on the account, the only thing that I see that was available today was a 3-hour ETA.
You told me I caught early. I caught right away early, like I fixed something in the morning.
Yes,
like,
sir.
For some reason, because I go by the time by B8, it should be already here. I was giving like an hour and a half for you guys to get a provider. Then the car got back at 8 o'clock.
So,
then the car got back at 9.
Yes, sir, and I do understand your frustrations. If I was you, I'd be the same way. So what I'm asking right now, though, I see that a towing company was willing to assist today, but it looks like they gave us a 3-hour ETA. Is that going to be okay, or is that going to be too late? Because that's the only one that I see here that they found so far.
Okay, they told me it would be an hour and a half. That was when I called you guys the third time. So it's been probably already an hour and a half.
I'm asking you a question here, because if you can give me a yes or no to this question, then we can get someone sent
they just
out.
Told
or
me,
we
no, no, they, no, they, no, no, they just told me they will be here. When I called a second time, they told me they should be arriving. No, they told me they would text me. They would text me right away. That was a text. So I waited for an hour. That was the second time I called, like, 8 o'clock. So they told me, wait for a text so they know the status.
I understand what you're saying, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. What I'm asking you is...
I do understand.
If we send someone out to you, can you listen to me real quick? If I can get someone out to you... it's probably not going to be 3 hours now because it looks like that was a while ago, but it's probably be about a 2-hour ETA. What I'm asking you is it going to be okay as long as we can get them to the shop, get your vehicle to the shop before it closes? Will that be okay is what I'm asking.
No,
can you
no.
call the shop?
The thing is, hold on, listen, please. Listen, when I mentioned it yesterday, I've been getting called you guys for a service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same thing with you guys. So I told her, okay, it was already late. Okay, you know what? I told her, why don't you guys send me, you guys make me an appointment for you guys tomorrow. You guys look for the provider. Just send me the address I provide you guys. And they told me, no, you gotta call us back tomorrow. So call us, we're up in 24 hours. Call us early. So that's what I did. I called you guys early at 6:30. That's give you 3 hours, more than 3 hours. But right now, what time is it? 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 8:30. 4 hours already. Well, 4 hours already. The car needs to be there on the mechanic shop at 8 o'clock so they will get it fixed for me today because I need a car to go to work tomorrow.
Okay. So what?
And then nobody told me, okay, if it is 3 hours window for you guys, by this time, you guys should be already had it. Like I say, if I would know,
no, but if
this I would
is
know,
the thing. They didn't. I'm not sure. That's why I was asking you because I'm not sure what happened before me. But I can just see what's notated on your ticket. So I'm asking you myself. can I set you up for the 3-hour ETA? Because
you're telling me right now, okay, no, you're telling me for right now, it's going to be 3 hours, period. So right now we're talking about right now it's going to be later, 12, 1, by 2 o'clock, they were not able to, it cannot happen because I need to tell the car mechanic up earlier than that because they got to fix it.
So what I want to let you know is right now we don't accept ETAs over 2 hours. So anything over 2 hours, we have to get you all's permission. And right now, as I stated before, they're still looking for a provider that's within your time frame.
My gosh.
So nobody, it's already 12:50, that's almost 1 o'clock. So I'm not sure what time it is your time, but it's almost 1 o'clock our time. So by the time we find someone, just searching, it's going to be about 3 hours. You understand what I'm saying? So what
yeah,
I'm
I got
asking
it,
is.
It's impossible. I got it.
What I'm asking
yes,
is, can you try to call the shop and see if we can get it to them a little later?
The shop is open. The shop, it's open, yes. But the thing is, they will not have time for getting fixed the car today. If you give me 3 hours from now, it will not happen. I could deliver a car at the shop. Yes, that was the problem. But to get it fixed, I need a car to get it fixed today. That's my point.
Okay.
I don't know if you understand my point on the side.
No, I get what you're saying. You're saying that at this point, the car is not going to get fixed today. That's what you're saying, and you're saying you needed it fixed today. I understand.
It was going to get fixed, but I tell you guys are killing my time. You guys are already. I'm supposed to have a car, like I say. That's why I call you guys early, 6:30 in the morning.
A lot of providers don't have very many providers that are open that early because. You know, a lot of them are not
right.
24 hours.
I understand that. But what about yesterday when I called you guys? I told them leave the ticket open for you guys to the provider to go show up tomorrow morning in the house. They go
right.
back. We cannot do that. You guys call us back. So that's when I call you guys early in the morning. They tell them, oh, it's too early. We cannot find out the provider still is not they're still asleep.
I see that you called early this morning, and I see that they told you that you would have to call back because they couldn't find someone.
That's my thing. My thing is, why in the beginning you guys didn't tell me that's going to be that long, so I could figure out myself what to do.
So the way that the system works is we have no idea what providers are going to be available or who's going to be willing to assist. So here we're just not. Right now on the account, it just looks like nobody's really picking up the phone today. So, I mean, the only thing I can say is either we can try to set this 3-hour ETA or you can try again another day. I mean, I don't know.
No. I need a car. That's the only car that I have to try to put myself to work.
So, I mean, like I said, I could try to get you set up for this 3-hour ETA, but... Other than that, you'll
no,
still be
exactly.
just waiting for
but
them
I just
to find
told,
someone.
Okay. For 3 hours, I call it early, 8 in the morning. So like, maybe that class should be 3 hours. You should be already here.
Yeah, but they didn't
but
know that until... It's not that. They just didn't know that at that time. This shows that they just talked to this provider at 12-something hour time. It's still 12-something hour time, so this just happened a couple of minutes ago. So that's why I'm giving you that offer right now. That's the only thing that I have to offer at this point.
You're
if
telling
not,
me right
then...
now you're going to get your ticket. Right, you're telling me right now you're going to get your ticket for right now 2-3 hours. It cannot, I mean, it's not going to happen. Well, yeah, you guys could come pick up the car, but my thing is, my mechanic said they never fixed it. Why? Because it's going to show up. It's going to show up late already.
Right. I mean... It's just going to, the thing is, it's going to get later and later the longer you wait. So, I mean, it's really up to you. If you don't want to accept the 3 hours, then you can sit around and keep waiting until we're able to find somebody with maybe a lesser ETA. But, I mean, it's up to you.
I don't want to sound rude to you guys, but it's kind of like yesterday you guys would have called me. Yesterday you guys would have set up the ticket for me for today early in the morning.
We don't do scheduled tolls. We don't do scheduled tolls, and this is one reason that we don't do scheduled tolls because we don't have providers that are just available at all times. So, With what you're saying, I definitely understand your frustrations. If I was you, I definitely would be upset as well.
My thing is, I cannot afford myself right now to get my own toy. I could go to my child, walk into around the corner, get a toy, but I cannot afford it right now to pay the toy because I need to get a car get fixed. That's why I need car by insurance for these issues. It's not working out. So what's gonna happen with me? So, I mean, if I hire a toy right now, it's gonna cost me out of my pocket, and I need the money to pay the mechanic shop.
Right, but you don't have to pay out of pocket for us to tow it.
Will you guys know? Yes, but I mean, I have to.
Okay, well, I mean, it's up to you. You can always, if you do find someone, you can always reach out to your.
Hello.
So, what I was saying was that basically, you can always reach out to someone to see if, you know, if they'll be able to give you a reimbursement consideration if you was to pay out of pocket for it. It's just not a guarantee. It's something that you would have to take up with your insurance company.
This is kind of annoying me, to be honest. It's frustrating right now. Look at the time it is. It's 11 o'clock over here in California. They told me when I call you guys the first time, they told me an hour and a half. I call you at 9 o'clock. They told me so. Obviously, if they told me it was gonna be an hour and a half, obviously they have a provider. Why would they lie to me? They told me an hour and a half.
They told you to call back in an hour.
They told me the waiting time was an hour and a half. That's what I got back. It's an hour and a half for the toy to arrive at your destination. They told me to call you back an hour and a half.
Yeah, because I don't see anything on the account where you were dispatched.
I'm calling you guys. I don't want to call you guys to see what the status on it. Because they told me an hour and a half to be arrived, and they show up. Oh, my gosh.
So what will happen is you can just continue to wait until someone finds someone for you, or either you can have me dispatch you out for three hours. What would you guys call me right away?
Like, at the second time I call you guys, 8:30, you're going to call me the one. We cannot get a provider. I would do something about it.
We don't have any way of knowing how long it's going to take us to find a provider. That's the thing that you customers don't understand. We don't know. All we do is call them. And if they say we're not able to assist because of this, that, and the third, then that's what we go by. If the courtesy, you guys can call about.
You know what? We cannot get your tone because we cannot get a provider. At least you have to let us know.
No, it's because it's not that we can't get a provider. We just don't know how long it's going to take us to find a provider. So we're not going to call you back and say, hey, we can't find nobody, because that would be telling
the
story.
The first time that I called you, yesterday, it was the same thing. Yesterday, I called you guys like around 4.
Yeah, I didn't work on yesterday, so I wouldn't have known anything.
I mean, like yesterday, so basically, you guys are having like a good service. I'm going to talk to my insurance, and I'm going to tell them what's going on, and you know what? Because it's ridiculous, to be honest. I'm sorry if I'm so rude to you.
Because I understand where you're coming from. And, I mean, like I said, if it was me, I'd feel the same way. So I definitely understand your frustrations and where you're coming from. I'm just here. I just want to do whatever is going to make it the best options here today. So that's why I'm still talking to you, trying to get something figured out here.
Can you find out? The third time they'll call at 9 o'clock. Do you find that person? Why did the person tell me an hour and a half that we'll be out here?
I just don't see anything on here stating that. And I don't know. I can't give you an answer to that.
Let me tell you, supervisor, please. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm sorry, rude, but let me tell you, supervisor, please.
Okay, let me see if we have someone available for you. Give me 1 second. And I'm reaching out to someone now to see if we have anyone available. So just allow me a few moments, okay?
Hello?
Yes, Angie. Sir. I'm still
here. Can
you please
have yeah. Okay, hold on. Yes, hold on. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. And just give me a second. It looks like I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor in just a second if we have someone available. Just a minute.
If that's okay, I'm gonna listen to it. I'm gonna ask something about it. Because 3 hours period. Let me kind of make a physical assessment. If you're gonna speak in 3 hours. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'll wait on hold.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hello? You know what? The thing is, I already checked to the cash shop to say it's too late. We're going to get it fixed for today. Yeah, I had the deck to receive it, but my thing is, I need it for today. So it has to be, the car has to be right there by either, by no later than 1 o'clock.
It has to be there by 1 o'clock when.
No later. No more later yet because they gotta check the car, what's going on with the car, get the parts, you know what I mean?
The car needs to be there today, no later than one.
Yes.
And it's 12 o'clock your time.
No, 11.
11 o'clock your time.
Yes.
Okay,
The thing is, by the time, I mean, like I said, I would go ahead.
so I can't. I'm not gonna sit here and guarantee you that we'll find somebody within that time frame. Because like I said, we are having trouble finding a provider here. So I'm not gonna make that promise to you. Did you explain to him what was going on?
I told you guys, suggest you guys can find a provider. And they told me that's too much. They suggest you guys, you haven't tried me the car since yesterday.
Okay. So all thing I can say is you can continue to wait on us to give you a call back once we find someone.
Okay.
So do you want to wait till we do you want to continue to wait on someone to call you back once we locate a provider or?
Well, send me. Send I'll see if I can, I'll see my number go around, see if I can get another service, and I see what I do. And then the last thing is that if it happened, I count for guys. If it
I'm
happened.
sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I'll go ahead and proceed with the ticket. Hopefully, find something earlier than that, eh? Hopefully.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
Well, when I say go ahead and proceed with the ticket, I cannot believe it. It's 8 o'clock, it's all right, and they have an issue. Hey, I haven't found a provider.
So you want us to go ahead and
They're pretty much.
continue to look for someone
Yeah,
for you?
yes,
Okay.
yes.
All right. So someone will give you a
Yeah.
call once we locate your provider, okay?
Hopefully. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry about the inconvenience today.
All right.